Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, friends. Good Tuesday afternoon to you. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum. Two-thirds of the show today. We're only going to be on till 6 p.m. as we make way for Georgia basketball. We're going to try to crunch 3 hours of content into 2 hours of stuff because of the schedule change. We're going to do Would You Rather a little Sanjay at 5:07. So make sure you're tuned in for that. Always a good time. This time yesterday, we were following breaking news in the city of Atlanta, where a horrible story where a six-year-old toddler was shot and killed. And just 24 hours later, we already have an arrest on the case. Chris Chandler just gave you an update there, our top local story, covering it for our pals at Channel 2 Action News. And joining us live, it's Tom Jones. Tom, welcome to the show. Horrible story, but pretty amazing police work to have a suspect in custody so soon after the crime. What's the latest, buddy?
Yeah, the child was 6 months old, not 6 years old.
Oh, I misspoke. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just amazing that police were able to swoop in and make an arrest so soon. It's just a tragic story here. I spoke to the mother of that six-month-old child, Grayson Fleming Gray, and I don't know how she was able to hold it together, but she came back here to the scene and walked me through what happened. She says she was driving through along Anderson Avenue here in Northwest Atlanta with a friend. She heard some pops and she thought the danger had passed. So she stopped a little bit further away from where she heard those pops at a convenience store. Her friend got out, went into the store. She got out, went to the back seat to check on Grayson and noticed he was unresponsive and saw blood and realized he had been shot. Of course, she went into panic mode and Grayson did die. There are cameras out here. There's a convenience store that they went to. They have cameras that point right to where most of this happened. And I'm sure that this helped police make an arrest.
Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News joining us on the Mark Arum Show, updating that horrific story from yesterday afternoon. Six-month-old Grayson Matthew Fleming Gray dies, obviously not the intended target. The authorities had made an arrest. Quaze Little, 22 years old, was arrested. Do we know what went on that caused this toddler to die? What was the cause of the gunfire? Any details like that yet, Tom?
Well, police say that there was a gun battle between two groups. In a news conference this afternoon, they also said that Mr. Little had some gang ties. So not sure exactly why they were shooting, but of course, if you're involved in a gang, this is the way they resolve their issues. And sadly, that child was in the middle of this.
Tom Jones from Channel 2 Action News joining us on Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum. I watched your interview with the mom, and I would imagine she's still in shock because she was very composed, but a horrible, tragic loss. Have you guys reached out to her since the arrest is made? Has she given any reaction to that yet?
I called her, and I'd imagine she's very busy. She did not answer because I wanted the answer to that question, what was her response. But I did ask her before news of the arrest, how badly did she want this person in custody? And she said she so badly she could dream about it. And she said that her child's blood was on that person's hand. And the way she said that, it sent chills through my body. I felt her pain, and no parent should have to go through this, Mark. No parent.
Unbelievable. Indeed. Final question for you, Tom. You mentioned that the suspect, Mr. Little, 22 years old, has gang ties, alleged gang ties. Do we know anything else about him and his past or what's going forward criminally for him when we could see him in court?
I'll tell you what. We asked the jail for mugshots, and there were several different mugshots of him. So that usually leads you to believe that he's been arrested several times. So he's no stranger to law enforcement.
Tom Jones, live update. Thank you. We'll watch your report on Channel 2 Action News 5 and 6. As always, appreciate you, sir. Someday we're going to get you on with a feel-good story, I promise, Tom.
Please, man, please. this hurt me to my heart.
I can only imagine. Thank you for your work, Tom.
Take care, man. Thank you.
Just an absolutely tragic story. I'll talk a little bit more about it. Again, an abbreviated edition of Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum. Just with you till 6 in the p.m. today. Sanjay is going to join us in an hour with Would You Rather. I hate to start the show with such a story, but this was breaking news you heard live here yesterday on the show. Kudos to the Atlanta Police Department for making an arrest within 24 hours. But to hear what the mom told Tom, that she didn't even know that her car was struck, right? She just heard pops. And then pulled over into the convenience store and looked, you know, in the back seat. And, you know, her 6-month-old boy was shot. That I can't even, I'm not even a parent. I can't even imagine. Longo and Low T, that's just crazy.
It makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like
definitely.
In the worst way.
I mean, the mom did nothing wrong.
No.
Like she was just driving down the street. And caught up in gun violence. It's awful. There's not much you can, you know... Continued thoughts for the family of the victim. I can't even imagine. And the fact that she must have been in shock because when Tom was interviewing her, I don't know how she held it together. But it's going to be a tough journey for her trying to deal with the loss of a 6-month-old. That's just unbelievable. Another shooting happened, and I want to talk about that. I don't know if you guys saw the video on social media of the shooting at Loca Luna.
That's crazy.
Have you guys seen that on social media?
No.
Like just rat-ta-ta-ta-ta. Again, I don't know how these people can take the video when there's shots ringing out like all over the place. I'm not doing that.
No, you know, I'm out of there.
I'm fleeing. I'm fleeing, hiding, whatever. I'm not. Oh, this would be good. Anyway, well, they got video of this, and apparently it was the second shooting in front of this restaurant. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Loca Luna.
No,
really good spot, Deborah. You know what?
I've been there. It's literally walking distance from here.
It's like a tapas place.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
tapas.
Not tapas. Topless. Tapas.
Well, walking distance for who?
I mean, I've walked to the Park Tavern several times from here. Like, if there's an event, I'll park here and walk that way. So
walking distance is the Equifax building across the street.
Right.
That's pushing
close
it.
By.
It's close by. Anyway, there was a shooting outside the Loca Luna, and again, I've been there. It's a cool spot. Are there two of them? This is the one on Amsterdam Walk.
There's a similar one in the Highlands.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. But
yeah.
This is the one on Amsterdam Walk, which is walking distance for Deborah. but what's crazy today, the development in the story is that Halpern Enterprises, which owns the retail space where Loca Luna is located, yanked their lease. They I guess there's some sort of writing in their lease contract wording that they have the authority to just pull the lease from the restaurant, which I don't blame them. Like if I own property, like let's say Chuck rents his stone home from me, right?
Sure.
And you're leasing it, whatever you're renting it. I would want verbiage that if you turn your house into a crack house or anything that goes there, that I have the ability to kick you out. Now, Loca Luna, I don't know if they can be held at fault for shootings going on outside. I don't blame them, but I also don't blame the owner of the property. If I own that property too, I'd be like, and as long as I was legally able to do it,
sure.
I'd be like, you're out of here, man. I'm putting in a Hobby Lobby. Like, you know.
And this is not the first time, right?
Yeah, I mean, second time this has happened. No. But again, I don't know what Loca Luna can do to prevent a shooting from outside their restaurant. I mean, you know, there's nothing... What are you going to do? There's no, I don't
beef up security, I guess.
Yeah, but even then, I don't know. So I don't blame the restaurant, but I certainly don't blame the owner of the property either. I would, if that's, you know, One time, all right, maybe it was a random thing. Two times, and this was like right out of a movie, kind of. Maybe you can find that video, Deborah, and I'll tweet it out.
Okay, yeah. It's easy to find.
It's all over the internet, just to get an idea. But I just want your thoughts, because this is a very unique story. Obviously, we're used to shooting stories here in Metro Atlanta, but this one's with a twist that the owners of the restaurant are getting booted out of their facility by the owners of the building. And I don't find fault with either of them. I would, if I owned that property, I'd probably kick them out too. But I don't fault the restaurant, because what are you going to do to prevent a shooting outside of your place? So I don't know. Just an interesting story that I thought we could talk about as adults. Most of us. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Deborah's going to find that video. I'll tweet it out. At Mark Arum. Instagram, it's at Mark Arum. MarkArum. Stick around. We're going to have some fun tonight. It's Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB.
Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum.
I'm just really stoked that Mark's on earlier now.
Weekdays 4 till 7 on 95.5 WSB.
Dogs basketball coming up at 6 o'clock. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Another shooting in front of Local Luna. Halpern Enterprises owned the property, has yanked the lease from the restaurant. I don't fault Halpern Enterprises. I would do the same. And I really don't fault the restaurant. There's not much you can do, I don't think, to prevent shootings to occur outside your facility. Your thoughts at 404-872-0750. George is in Athens. George, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mark.
What's going on, brother?
I'm just wondering. I grew up in the Atlanta area, lived in Athens for the last 40 years, but I like to come to Atlanta for shows and to dinner, and once in a while, I'm just wondering, where is it safe anymore to come to Atlanta?
That's a good question. But just to be fair, and to play devil's advocate here, like, there's bad stuff that happens in the suburbs too, right? I mean, we follow crime, maybe not to the at the rate that it happens in the city of Atlanta. But I mean, there you can get carjacked anywhere. Your house can get robbed anywhere. You can get shot anywhere. But it's happening at an alarming rate here in the city for sure.
Oh yeah, it's just gotten a bit scary.
What's happened for me is this has come at a time where I don't like going anywhere anyway. You know, so it's like it's very coincidental. You know, if this had happened when I was in my mid-20s and I wanted to go out all the time, I'd be worried. But at 48, Deborah, I'd much rather be on the couch and order food in. So it's actually a pretty good thing for me. I understand your concern, though, George. I guess maybe I can't even say like do it in the daylight, right? Because this shooting with the six-month-old happened during the day. Mom and kid just driving along the street. By the way, driving, Longoria gave me a ride home again. I don't know what kind of driving school you went to, Longoria, but another flawless performance.
I'm just driving like I'm driving with my grandmother.
You're perfect.
I drive differently than I do with my grandmother. So I was like, oh.
Yeah. He's just trying to change the narrative. We all know.
And it's working.
It's working.
It's absolutely
this
working.
Is crap.
Jason is in Canton, Georgia. Jason, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Thank you, Mark. Just wanted to bring up two things. You know, one, I'm a little disappointed with Loca Luna closing. My wife and I have been married for almost 7 years. Actually, met at Loca Luna about 10 years ago.
I could see that. That's definitely a great spot to meet.
Well, and they would do salsa lessons, and so for a first date, we're better to learn. You know, if your wife can follow you and accept your mistakes, than on the dance floor. But I'll also say, you know, I've been there on Friday, Saturday nights, and I've seen the environment where they turn into a club-like environment. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, when you get alcohol and other things involved, things can lead to days after, and I believe that's probably what happened. And so while I agree with you, I can understand both sides not necessarily being at fault. I can see that if you're going to accept a bar-like environment, that sometimes brings unwanted consequences.
Yeah, so is that, again, I haven't been there in a while, and I certainly wouldn't have gone in a club atmosphere. Do you think that's something they courted? They try to court that business, that club-like business?
Oh, they definitely did. I mean, I remember multiple times going in there, and every table was put up. Every chair was put up.
I got you.
You walked up to the bars. You would order your drinks. It was music, light. It was a club-like environment.
Well, perhaps, you know, perhaps
a lot of restaurants do that.
Perhaps, and again, I've always had a good time at Local Luna, and I'm really, that's a great story that you and your wife had your first date there, Jason. Maybe they can reopen and adjust their business model and stick to the tapas. Say it for me, Deborah.
Tapas
and salsa lessons and maybe not convert to a club on the weekends. It's an interesting story. We'll keep talking about it. Local Luna loses lease. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum on WSB. Just like music.
Hey, this is Rosie Perez, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. Well,
excuse me. 438, 60, I don't know what temperature it is. Whatever Chris Chandler just said, my thermometer.
58.
58, all right. Just went from 58 to 66. So somewhere in there, but it's nice out. Welcome back to an abbreviated edition of Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum. Just with you till 6 today, then Bulldogs basketball on your home of the Dogs, 95.5 WSB. 30 minutes from now, little Sanjay's going to do a Would You Rather, a money edition of Would You Rather. Since tax season started, I guess yesterday or today, you could actually file your... I went to Walmart today, and they have that little booth set up. To do your taxes?
Oh, yeah, the seasonal one.
Yeah. So I guess you can start doing your taxes today. We'll talk to Sanjay about that. We are discussing crime in the ATL, unfortunately, again. I've decided not to tweet out the video of the shooting in front of Local Luna. Deborah found it. I just don't want to put it out there. If you want to find it, it's there. Search for it.
It's crazy to watch.
Yeah, I just don't want to put negative stuff out into the universe. But if you missed the story, there was another shooting outside of Local Luna, a tapas place not too far here from WSB Radio, and it's apparently the second shooting outside the restaurant. So the owner of the property pulled the lease from the restaurant. And I get it. I get why they did that. If I owned property and bad stuff was going on and the people that were renting it weren't keeping it safe, I would do the same thing. I don't fault them, and I don't really fault the restaurant. I guess that last caller seemed to think, though, they've been pushing more of a club atmosphere on the weekends that might encourage violence. Back when it was just tapas, and you know, it was very chill, relaxed. I enjoyed it. Some nice bar, Longoria. They had a good sangria. Carpe Ninas. You ever had a Carpe Nina?
No, I've never drank
it's one. It's like a Brazilian drink.
Sounds fruity.
Yeah, yeah. No, it'll knock you on your tush, Chuck.
Sure. Nice.
Yeah, even you who likes to imbibe. So your thoughts on that of the owner of the property yanking the lease. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Brian's in Lawrenceville. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure, buddy. What's going on?
Well, my thing is that I've been working in private security firms for most of my adult life. And there's two things that require security. It's either the environment that you're in or the clientele. And I've worked in areas that where you were there because of the fact you had high-end clientele and you just didn't want anybody getting mugged. Then I've worked in other areas where you're there because just the clientele that's coming in there can be a potential for trouble. And this, referring to what your previous caller said about the place turning into kind of more of a club on the weekend, mm-hmm. and this had been the second time, I really can't fault the owners Halpern for yanking it because of the fact, you know, if it's happened twice, you're beginning to see a trend.
Yeah, for sure.
And at that point, your risk, and you got to understand that at the same time, something goes down, somebody dies there. It's not going to be the restaurant that's going to get charged. Property owner.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Because in fact, of the liability there, they're going, well, why didn't you provide better lighting? Why didn't you provide lights? And, you know, it's such a litigious society
now.
You're right.
You're right.
That's where you would see that they would be under attack.
I'm curious what the language of the lease was that allowed them to yank it, right? There had to be something in the language of the lease that allowed the owner of the property to say, all right, you're done. You're out. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. The thing is I've had friends that have owned restaurants and things like that. And from what I understand with restaurants and even in commercial leasing, those leases are just, you know, you're talking down to the jot and tittle. It's insane as to how much, you know, the conditions that are there.
I'm afraid to ask this question, but coming down to the what and what?
Oh, come on. The jot and tittle. That's the cross of the T and the dot of the I.
I have never heard that before.
Come on.
You knew that? Yes, I did. I just never actually heard it.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't say a bad word on the air, but apparently
I've never heard that. I thought you did.
Apparently tittle is okay.
Those are principal words, my
I think
friend.
I said that to Andrew for a fact of the day in the future.
Oh, all right.
I think I did.
So what's a tittle?
The cross. You know how you say like you dot your I's and you
cross your T's?
Yeah.
That's a tittle.
Yeah.
All right. I've never, Chuck, did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, no.
I thought he said something else and my ears perked up.
I looked at Mark like, should I dump that?
I wasn't paying attention. All of you had a reaction.
Like, wait a minute.
So a jot is the dot.
Yeah.
And a tittle is the cross on the T. All right. There you go. Early fact of the day.
Yeah, early fact of the day.
The three of us bananas learned something today. Deborah, of course, the most learned banana knew. David's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Thanks for hanging on, David.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, there's one thing that you can't overlook when you're talking about these problems in these major cities, and that is this defund the police mentality that got started last year. And the police chief of Atlanta, I think he laid it out when he said we're seeing an explosion of crime in these big major metropolitan cities. And ask yourself, who runs these big cities? What kind of policies do they have in place? And it's easy to see that the criminals and these people committing these criminal acts have absolutely no fear of any kind of prosecution whatsoever.
Who's currently leading the charge on the defund police issue?
Well, it's out there. It's on the left. I mean, that's one thing that they've been pushing for.
No, but I mean, I'd love to get the figureheads, like the people that are pushing it. Do we know who's pushing that agenda of defund the police?
I'd say look at the White House and look at the leader of the Democrat Party, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
All right, so Deborah, tomorrow on the show, I want Pelosi and Schumer, because they are the leaders of the defund the police movement.
I will tweet them and see what I can get.
All right, and maybe they'll play Millennial Match Game.
Lance Bottoms went down that.
What's that?
I said, to be fair to David, Keisha Lance Bottoms went down that road last year.
She's not here anymore.
I understand, but that takes a lot to get to.
I honestly haven't seen on. In a long time, anyone saying defund the police.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll send you some articles.
Yeah, seriously. Especially, at least here in Atlanta. Like
maybe not here in Atlanta. Yeah, no.
I haven't. I know it was a thing, but I thought that was squashed here. And maybe it's going on in other cities, but I haven't heard it here in Atlanta for a while. But anyway, tomorrow on the show, Millennial Match Game, Pelosi and Schumer.
Maybe I can get them to play Millennial Match
Game. Yeah, they'll play each other. That's what I'm saying, yeah. I would take... who would win that? Who would win? Pelosi versus Schumer, Millennial Match Game, Longoria.
That's a tough one.
Schumer's a little younger, right?
Pelosi out of luck.
Yeah.
She'll
fall into it.
All right. Mitch up next to the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Mark. Hey, just a quick comment, and you can follow along with me if you'd like. No shirt, no shoes, no service, no firearms?
Is that what the policy was there?
Well, no, I'm just saying, if you put that on your door like they do with the rest of the stuff, and maybe a sign in the parking lot, does that waive them of any legal trouble?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely don't ask me legal questions. But from what I understand, and I'm not 100% on this, the two shootings that took place in the property were outside of the restaurant. Nothing happened inside. So again, I don't know the legal liability. I'm going to assume that previous caller was right, that the owner of the property is ultimately liable for what goes down on the property. But I don't know if you just put up a sign that gives you blanket immunity, whatever goes down on your property. Bobby Tucker. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
I work in insurance. When you have a shooting like this, the first thing that happens is you call the police. You call 911, fire department. The second thing that happens when you're an owner is you call your insurance agent.
Now, would the restaurant call the insurance? So the restaurant has insurance and the property owner has their insurance? Or which? Hold on one second.
If they don't, that would explain why the lease got canceled. I'm sure they called their insurance agent, and then they discovered they may or may not have had the right insurance.
Yeah. But
the owner discovers that. The two newest things we're seeing in the last
Bobby, hold on,
months.
Hold on, Bobby, hold on. So this goes down, and you said the owner calls the insurance company. The restaurant owner or the property owner, or they both call their insurance companies?
They both call their insurance companies.
Okay. and crossing the tittles or whatever, who's more, who would be liable, the owner of the property or the owner of the restaurant leasing the property?
It'll depend on how the lease is written.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
And in a courtroom of your peers.
Always.
Malik is not, no, excuse me, I shouldn't have said that. But the lawyer for the victims are going to go after the people with the deepest pockets.
The biggest insurance policy. Bobby, great info. Thank you, sir. We'll finish this up. Ken and Tim will put a bow on this. Coming up at 5:07, early edition of Would You Rather with Little Sanjay on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum.
Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum.
I'm just really stoked that Mark's on earlier now.
Weekdays 4 till 7 on 95.5 WSB. This hour sponsored by Comcast Business.
You know what I'm craving, Longo? A bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Ooh.
In the last 3 seconds, it just hit me. I'm like, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Maybe I'll stop at Waffle House on the way home.
Yeah, there you go.
Ken's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how are you today?
Excellent, buddy. What's going on?
Thanks for having me on the show, and I want to tell you that I enjoy listening and listen every day on my drive home.
I really appreciate that.
And it gets to the point, so I'm going to disagree with you on one of your comments. You made a comment in an earlier caller that, you know, that crime can happen anywhere. Well, yeah, theoretically, I'm not going to disagree with you. My drive is, my commute is an hour, and I guarantee you that crime doesn't occur in my community. Everybody in the neighborhood owns a gun. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody owns a gun. Everybody keeps their guns loaded and accessible, and simply do not have that kind of crime in the neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood.
Point taken. Point taken. Maybe I didn't put a finer point on this. Like the town I grew up in, you know, when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, there was no crime. And now there's a ton of crime now, and it's a small town. Crime is increasing nationwide, was my point. Certainly, you know, it seems like it's happening at a greater rate here in Metro Atlanta for sure.
True. Agreed 100%. Secondly, one of the things they might do, maybe the owner of the property should have gone to the tenant instead of just canceling the lease and saying, hey, we've got a problem here. What are you going to do about it? And maybe implementing metal detectors at the door, the signage about, hey, no firearms allowed on the property, yeah, whatever. And as a person with a concealed carry permit, you know, I would honor the sign. If there was a sign there, I would say, okay, I'm not going to carry it.
Unlike Chuck, who never honors the sign. Maybe they did have that conversation. I'm not sure. We'll find out more about this, I'm sure. That's not the last that we'll be hearing about this story. But I know for a fact, Chuck will walk in with no shoes, no shirt, and he'll be carrying. I've seen it happen many times. He's a rule breaker, that guy. He's a rule breaker. When we come back, an early edition of Would You Rather with Little Sanjay. But straight ahead, the very latest on the breaking news here from Chris Chandler. We'll be right back. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum on 95.5 WSV. Welcome back to the show. To good Tuesday evening to you. Mark Arum here. You there. It's 5:09, 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., but today only till 6 p.m. as we make way for the Georgia Bulldog basketball team here on your home of the dogs. Whole family's here today. Deborah Green, the executive producer of the show. Longoria, the stoic Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window. Low T Chuck screens your calls. Normally, we do Would You Rather at 6:07, but because it's an abbreviated edition, we're going to do it in just a second. But if you missed the first hour of the show, heartbreaking update, heartbreaking story from yesterday at this time, where a 6-month-old boy was shot and killed in the backseat of his mom's car driving in Northwest Atlanta. 24 hours later, the Atlanta police make an arrest. We had Tom Jones on earlier from Channel 2 working the story.
Police say that there was a gunfight, a gun battle between two groups. In a news conference this afternoon, they also said that Mr. Little had some gang ties. So not sure exactly why they were shooting, but of course, if you're involved in a gang, these types of, this is the way they resolve their issues. And sadly, that child was in the middle of this.
We'll have updates on this breaking news again tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade starting at 4:30 a.m. All right. A little early edition of Would You Rather.
It's time now. For Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. Kind of like the central time zone here. Like folks listening in Wisconsin, that's the central time zone?
It is. Good job.
They normally hear it at 5 p.m. But, you know, so today, a nod to the central time zone then. Ohio, I guess, is in there. Or that
Alabama.
No.
Alabama, yes.
Alabama, yeah. Alabama. We got to bring back time zone trivia, so Chuck can whip my butt on that. So here's the deal. Sanjay is going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them here in studio. Feel free to play along in your car. And with the crazy markets these days and tax season starting, Sanjay's come up with a money-related Would You Rather segment. Is that correct, Sanjay?
That's right. Money, money, money.
All right. Fire away. First question, Silk.
All right. Number one, would you rather get $5 million tomorrow or $100 million in 10 years?
So a million. How much now?
Five milli
at
tomorrow,
48.
Morning.
Or 100 million.
Open, or 100 million in 10 years.
So I'd be 58 getting 100 million. Chuck, am I going to make it to 58?
Maybe. You're doing better.
I am doing better. Peloton
every once in a while.
Low carb.
So.
I borrowed your kettlebells to curl with.
You'll be fine. You make it to 60 easy.
$5 million now. I got to go $5 million now. There's no guarantees. $100 million though. Dagnabbit. That's blank you money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, $5 million is not.
No. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. $5 million, that's like Erickson can tweet what he wants without pushback. $100 million is crazy. I can't roll the dice with my health. I'm going $5 million now. Deborah Green, what are you going to pick?
Who's the poorest of the group? I think I will take the $5 million now and then hopefully invest enough of it.
Yeah.
Then I can like use it in the future. But like $5 now is a lot for me.
You'll take $5 million now. Sure.
Exactly.
That's life-changing money for sure. Low T Chuck.
10 years, the kids are still like in junior high.
Yeah.
At that point,
well, they're going to be held back a couple years.
Well, yeah, obviously. So, like I said, they'll still be in junior high.
That's right.
I'm gonna wait for the 100 mil.
Yeah.
I don't need the $5 million right now.
Are you going to tell hot neighbor?
No.
Well, so you'll need it for your divorce.
Exactly.
When, I mean, to buy all the
I'm
stuff.
I'm thinking in halves now.
Yeah, post-divorce chunk of change.
I'm thinking in halves now, and I only get 2.5, and then I got it now.
Right.
So I'll grind it out for 10 years. I'll take the 100
million. Yeah, and you're healthy.
Yeah, I think I can make it. I think I'll roll the dice on that one.
For sure. Longoria.
Yeah. I'll be 55.
Yeah.
I think I can make 55.
You'll 60's wait it
pushing
out.
It, but 55, I'm
you have a lot of fun with $100 million in those 5 years.
Yeah, for 5 years.
Your wife's screaming at the radio, take the money now, Longo.
Yeah. Oh, so is
she's
Ryan.
Like, you're not making it 10 years.
I love that she calls you Longo. All right, interesting question. All right, round two, I guess we'll call it, of Would You Rather, with little Sanjay on Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum. What's the next question, Sanjay?
All right, number two, would you rather win a dream 2-week vacation, like all expenses paid, wherever you want to go, or a $10,000 shopping spree at your favorite store?
Well, I first have to determine what my favorite store is right now.
Porsche
the baseball
store.
Card store.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Kaboom on North Druid Hills Road. But so Maya and I are planning our dream honeymoon in April. Remind me to tell Drew when I'm off, by the way, Deborah. But that's only a week, and that's costing a pretty penny. I'd rather not have to pay for that. So give me a dream-free 2-week vacation. Deborah Green.
Absolutely, 2-week vacation.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a favorite store. Amazon, does that count?
No.
Yeah, I'll take the vacation.
All right. So, low T Chuck.
Oh, if I was single, I would take the store, and I would buy out Cabela's.
You mispronounce Carrabba's.
Well done. No, I'm taking the vacation.
Yeah. Vacations are expensive, especially with four kids.
Yeah, with kids, it costs a lot. I'll take
Wait, wait, wait. Nice we vacation. Have to take our kids?
Well, you don't have to, but...
Okay. So I didn't plan on taking them.
Yeah.
That's not a vacation.
Yeah, but imagine if it's all expenses paid.
Oh, yeah.
First class, you can, you know...
If I can bring a nanny.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, man.
There you go. All right, next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather earn millions creating a cure for a disease that only saves about 1,000 people, or earn $0 creating a cure for a disease that saves millions of people?
How much money do I get in the first?
Millions.
So not a firm number.
Millions. We're going to say under 10
All right.
millions.
We'll say 7.5 million.
There you go.
I'm going to go the moral route here and come up with a cure for a disease that saves millions and make nothing, right? How much? 1,000
yep.
in the first thing?
1,000 people get saved,
or millions.
And you get 7. Yes,
I'm gonna for free. I'm gonna save millions of lives. Deborah Green,
you got to save the million people, right? You have to.
Millions, millions.
I got a lot of cousins.
Yeah, like cure cancer, and you make no money.
Right?
You got to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I have to do that. Look,
yeah, I'm not doing that. But I'm gonna tell you why. My nephew is one of 50 cases worldwide with a genetic disorder, a genetic developmental disorder. Mm-hmm. I would hands down, watching my brother go through that experience, I would hands down take the first, regardless of the money. I don't care about the money.
So if, in this scenario, if you could pick the disease you cure and not get money, you would do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but because there's money. But yeah, I would do that because he's legitimately only one of 50 cases worldwide.
And this is your brother's son?
Yeah, he had twins. He had a boy and a girl, and the boy's got genetic developmental.
How old are they now?
A year and a half, same as Jackson.
Okay.
They were born about a month apart.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would take that. So, normally my route is to...
Chuck's going to go off the grid here and pick his disease and cure it for no money.
Yeah.
You all right with that, Sanjay?
I'm all right.
All right.
It works.
Longoria.
He didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. I'm going to take the money. And cure the 1,000 people.
All right, take the
mil. Live off of that until I get my 100 mil, and then...
Yeah.
Well,
that'll tide you over for 10 years.
Yeah. All right. 7.5 million will do
fair
that.
Enough,
right.
Fair enough, fair enough. Good financial responsibility, Longoria. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather come from a rich family and have parents who don't love you, or come from a poor family and have parents who do love you?
I've lived the second one.
We all have.
It's fine.
Except
Andrew. Let me try rich parents that don't love me. Let me just
see what that's like.
Stick my toe in the water and see how that is. I've my parents love me. Not that they were poor, but they certainly weren't
rich.
Rich.
Yeah.
You know. So let me see how the other half lives. Deborah Green.
I think I'd still rather just have great parents.
Great parents.
Yeah.
Aw. Low T Chuck.
I wouldn't give up my upbringing for anything. There's no amount of money in the world to get me to change the way I got raised. No. Living where I lived and doing the stuff that I got, no. Not a chance.
All right.
No way.
Longoria.
I'm with you. I want to try the other side.
Yeah. I mean, your
just
dad.
A little
what,
bit.
Two parents?
Come on. Yeah. Someone with two parents.
Yeah.
They both don't love me, but at least I got two parents, right?
Exactly right.
And
you got
some money.
You got a quickie for the last one, Sonny?
I got a quick one. Would you rather marry someone rich who cheats on you, or someone with no money who's very faithful?
Very faithful?
I mean, faithful. Yeah.
That means there's a little, there's like 2% not faithful.
And how much money? And how much money are we talking?
They're kind of faithful.
We're talking filthy rich, and she cheats on you, or he cheats on you, or no money and is faithful.
Completely faithful. There's no gray
area.
Very faithful.
Yes.
2% corrupt.
Yeah, only 2%.
I'm going to go loves me, is faithful, but no money. Deborah Green.
Yeah, we're poor, but we're happy.
Yeah, low T-chuck.
Yeah, I'll take the no money.
All right.
Give me the money.
Yeah.
I'll ride that out. I don't care who you're cheating with. If you're filthy rich,
that's
I can forget that.
All right, Sanjay, correct me if I'm wrong, but tax season has begun. Is that correct, sir?
Oh, it has begun.
Yeah, so you need help with your taxes. Sanjay, the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. You can search him on Facebook. It's Brass Tax Accounting, or online at brass.tax. Great job, Sanjay.
My man.
We'll be right back. This is Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum on WSB.
Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum.
We're listening to Mark Arum, and we know we're going to have a good time.
Weekdays 4 till 7 on 95.5 WSB. This hour sponsored by Comcast Business.
Speaking of Mike Shields, new papa, new job. He's going to play Millennial Match Game tomorrow. So we got another celebrity lined up for Millennial Match Game. All right. Obviously, this is Titletown USA, right? The last 3 months, the Dogs win the national title right here in your home of the Dogs. The Braves win the World Series. Good news for Braves fans around the Southeast, because it's truly, you know, a national team, the Braves. The Braves World Series trophy is going on tour. So they're going to make various stops around the Southeast. Braves.com for the tour locations. But if you, I guess you can take a picture with it, Deborah. You can pose with it.
Yeah, you're going to be able to take a selfie.
I saw Mark Owens, our buddy, get a picture.
Bragging about both of them, yes.
I know. So February 15th, it'll be at Colony Square, right down here in Midtown.
Walking distance.
February 20th, it's going to be in DeKalb at Gresham Park Baseball Con. I could walk to Colony Square. March 15th, it's going to be in Cherokee, North Carolina at the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians High School Baseball Opener. March 17th, it's going to be at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Savannah. That's risky. I wouldn't bring the trophy down there. March 27th, it's going to be in Macon, not at Erickson's house, but at the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame. April 15th, it'll be in Cairo, Georgia for Jackie Robinson's Day. And July 9th, it'll be in Alpharetta for the Braves Country Battles Championship Tournament. So go to Braves.com for more info on the Braves Championship Tour. I'm going to go back to all our childhoods when we come back after news, weather, and traffic. Yeah, it'll be entertaining, I promise. On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. News, weather, and traffic next on WSB.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
5:38, just 22 minutes left of tonight's broadcast. Then we turn things over to Scott Howard and Georgia Bulldog basketball here on your home of the Dogs. I'm going to lean in heavily in this segment to on Low T and Longoria. So I need you to pay attention, Chuck. Stop watching whatever you're watching. What are you watching, by the way?
It doesn't matter. The
great English baking show? Or
no, no, no.
All right. All right. So in my neighborhood, there has been an influx of young families with kids, which is great. And when yesterday I got off of work and we're walking the dogs, there were kids out playing. And I don't know how old, I can never tell how old kids are. Could have been four, could have been 12.
There's a big difference between a four and a 12-year-old.
I have no idea. But I noticed like one set of kids were on, like, I don't want to call them e-scooters, but they weren't normal scooters. They were weird. It's not like the ones you can rent here, but these little tiny things, mm-hmm. they were zipping around. And one kid had a drone, like was flying a little, he must have been a little older. And I said to Maya, I'm like, the toys when we were kids I don't think they exist anymore. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, when was the last time you saw a kid playing Jax? Do you remember Jax?
Oh, yeah.
Where you have the, like, the
they
little,
have no idea what
oh,
that is.
Oh, the little bouncy ball. Yeah.
And
yeah,
the metal,
yeah.
you yep, scoop yep. the metal.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Like,
is.
Probably the dumbest game ever invented. It might be okay that it's gone now, but I'm assuming, Longoria, your daughters have never played
no,
Jax.
No, as a matter of fact,
life.
About a month ago, I don't know how it came up, and we were saying something about Jax. She's like, what are Jax? And yeah. I tried to explain the game to her, and she's like, so you just bounce a ball and pick up the thing? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, that, like, it didn't. She didn't seem interested yeah. in it. She's like, I don't want to play Jax.
I remember playing that game as a kid.
Yeah.
Probably because the cute girls were playing it, but I don't remember the rules or how you win or anything.
I think you bounce the ball and try to pick up as many jacks as possible. And
isn't it? Doesn't it go one?
I think it's
and then
progressive.
Two,
yeah.
And then three.
Yeah,
and then four,
yeah.
Two.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
One
there
bounce
you go.
To pick them up.
Right,
yeah.
right, right, right.
So that's a dead game, right?
Yeah.
No kids. Or, and
none of the kids that I've seen. No.
Your daughter, Chuck, jacks.
Oh, she had no idea.
No idea. Marbles, Deborah said.
Oh, I played marbles all the time.
Yeah.
See?
I owned marbles, but yes. I don't remember playing them.
Oh, no.
That seemed like a game for dumb kids.
What?
No, you like knock things
yeah,
out. It's all very strategic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like pool.
But... My great grandmother used to give me marbles when I'd come over to her house, and I still have them.
Yeah.
After she passed away, I kept like all the marbles.
Are marbles still a thing for kids these days?
I doubt it.
They don't play them like we would play them. I mean, they have marbles, but they're not playing games.
They put them in a slingshot and fire them.
Yeah, they're
car.
Just, I mean, they're like rocks to them. Like it's nothing.
So that
the pet rock.
I don't remember ever playing them. I don't know the rules. You're right. It's like pool.
Where a little
you,
bit.
You have
yeah.
a shooter yeah. and a whatever. Yeah. All right, so that's probably defunct right now.
Yeah.
It's. I mean, the kids that grow up on iPads. You know, they're not going to play Jackson marbles.
No.
Like, there's
no.
It's just so boring.
I mean, we even had a video game on Nintendo that was called Marble Madness. Like, they're not going to play that now.
They won't even play the Marble Madness game.
I don't think so.
Here's one that may still be alive. This is where I'm going to lean on you guys for your daughters. Hopscotch, is that what it's called? Where you draw lines on the and the thing? That's still...
Versions of it. Yeah. Like, my daughter came home with some goofy... I mean, she's only four, so it wasn't quite... But it was the same principle. She was trying to get me to do it in... to do it on the carpet. We have this rug that's got lines on it. She was trying to explain the rules to me, and I was like hopscotch? And she goes, no, Daddy, not like whatever that is.
They probably named it something different.
Yeah, it's something like, different, but it was the same
I remember
thing.
Hopscotch, but I have no... What were the... How do you even play hopscotch?
I believe you throw, like, a rock or a pebble, and it lands on a number, and you have to jump to that number... In a certain
are these
pattern?
Universal rules? So
I
like
don't know.
The hopscotch rules are the same in Torrington as
I think
in
so. Yeah, I remember it like that, where you throw it and when it lands on the number, I think you jump over that number. So you skip through the rest and then jump over that one and then skip and then skip.
But is there like left leg, right leg, both leg kind of? Is it?
If there are more games, I don't remember them. I just think going
there's
down
different
back.
Types of,
I think it's just whatever the kids made up at the time kind of thing.
All right, here's
one. Hop on your left leg.
Here's one that Deborah came up with. She's an old soul. I don't even think this was around when I was a kid. Tiddlywinks?
Yeah. No.
Explain tiddlywinks.
I don't know what it is. I just remember that
I remember
name,
that.
Right?
I remember
I know
the name.
But I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was.
What it was.
I vaguely recall my great-grandmother telling me about that. It's like a stick game or something.
Oh, is it that one where you had to pick the sticks up with another stick? So, yeah, something like that.
That seemed like it had been popular in Whitefish, Montana.
No, I don't know what this is, but Wikipedia says a competitive game involving four colors of winks, and they look like circles, and there's a bucket. I don't know what you got.
There's a bucket.
This is what Wikipedia
says.
Hold on.
We'll put him in the bucket?
Straight back to our Amish toy correspondent, Charles Thomas III. what have you learned about tiddlywinks there,
So this
Chuck?
Says it's a game of flat felt mat set with small discs with different colors called winks. A pot, apparently it's not a bucket, it's a pot, which is the target, and a collection of, get this, squidgers. I don't know what that is. It's a plastic disc that you like use.
Nobody's playing that.
You'd use to fling them. It's basically you're trying to fling these little flat discs into this pot.
Maybe in rural England, that's still a thing.
I can't imagine.
Sounds like games that you get at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
they always have those old school games.
Now, if you took your girls to Cracker Barrel, would they be interested in playing that little game with the
Ella was about 4 seconds.
Yeah, right? I think they're a little too old now, but maybe when they were younger.
I play it every time I go. I still can't figure it out. I've never won that game.
Oh, the peg one? Yeah. They'll try it, I guess,
That's
but they don't understand it. Like, they don't understand it.
Jumping rope. That's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. My daughter has a jump rope.
Still jump rope. And bolo bat. What is it called, Deborah?
Yeah, bolo bat. That's the one with the paddle and it's got the ball stuck to it. Apparently, that's what it's named.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was the name of it.
I was the worst at that. I get to bounce like 3 times. And
really?
It's just frustrating.
It's just, just trying to get the rhythm. Rhythm is going to get you. All right, so there you go. So I think we've discovered Jack's extinct, Marble's extinct. Tiddlywinks would probably be extinct for many, many generations now. Hopscotch still a thing, and jumping rope still a thing. And paddle on the ball? Maybe.
I don't remember them having one.
I don't think they'd be too interested in that.
Maybe they had one and it broke, and then we took it away from them.
All right, there you go. So I had that revelation walking the dogs last night. Kids aren't going to do this. They've got e-scooters and drones and whatever else. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum.
Atlanta's News and Talk with Mark Arum.
I like it. I like what I hear. He keeps me entertained on my ride home.
Weekdays 4 till 7 on 95.5 WSB.
Via Ma Dukes on the Piccadilly text line, apparently long ago, you and I were getting confused. Tiddlywinks and pickup sticks. Pickup sticks was the game we were
thinking of. Pickup sticks, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Is there a game that was just made for poor rural kids than pickup sticks?
Oh.
Go pick up some sticks, kids.
Yeah.
Tiddlywinks, I don't know.
Most of my life.
Chuck's got a bucket. I don't know what's going on with Tiddlywinks.
Yeah, he's got a bucket.
I certainly didn't play Tiddlywinks. So we were thinking of pickup sticks. Don's been hanging on for a while. Don, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. What's up, buddy?
Thank you. I wanted to add something about your conversation about the jot and tittle.
Oh, please.
So the real origin of a jot and tittle is actually from the Bible. It's from Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, where Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until it be fulfilled."
How about so that?
A jot is the 10th letter and smallest letter of the
Hebrew alphabet. Yeah.
Alphabet.
That
and
I knew.
A tittle is kind of like a comma. It's a accent mark.
See, look at that. I learned a little something in Hebrew school. The fact, though, that, that you referenced a New Testament explains why I didn't know that. But jot and tittle, we all learned. Crossing your T's, dotting your I's. I totally skipped our most important segment of the show. Let's get it in there.
Longoria's fact of the day.
Let me turn my mic on first. On the same, talking about jot and tittle.
Yeah.
You know the correct name for the forward slash?
No.
A virgle.
A virgle?
Yeah.
Named after Johnny Virgle?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
The forward slash goes forward.
It's
right?
Like it's like faces. Dates, like 1/25-20.
It's a virgle.
Virgle.
All right. Good fact of the day, Longoria. Timely as well.
Good
right.
job.
Yeah, thank you.
We're
going to
get a sponsor.
The person
for
that does that for me.
Longoria's fact of the day. Chef William, I'm sorry, buddy. You got about 30 seconds, bro. What's going on?
Hey, just real quick. The old school games used to be eye-hand coordination. Jacks, all that stuff. The new stuff is video games, so it does the same thing as eye-hand coordination. That's all I was trying to teach the kids.
Interesting. So you're still playing Jacks and Marbles?
Actually, I still play marbles, and I still do, like, Connect Four and...
I loved Connect Four. Pretty sneaky, sis.
That was the best.
By the way, there is a National Marble Convention in Morristown, New Jersey, if you guys want to go. Let's do Star of the Show there, Longoria.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Our man Tom Jones led off the show, giving us an update on the breaking news in Northwest Atlanta shooting and arrest in the murder of the six-month-old boy. Again, more coverage on that tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. We're out of here early. Bulldogs basketball next, but I will be active on the socials. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Have a great Tuesday, Atlanta. Be safe out there.
Going back to a simpler place and time. That right. Oh, yes, yes.
Of the Mark Arum Show, stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.